Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, April 28th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today showing 11 individuals exceeded the state's $10,000 annual limit on campaign contributions in 2009. The Democracy Campaign's findings are based on state campaign finance reports filed by legislative, judicial, and statewide candidates and political parties. These reports, most of which are filed electronically for the public to see, on the Government Accountability Board's website, show the candidates' sources of contributions and spending. Topping the list was Hayward Timber Company owner William B. Johnson, who contributed $14,000 in 2009. $10,000 went to unsuccessful state Supreme Court candidate Randy Koshnick, and $4,000 went to Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. The Democracy Campaign also found that Johnson and three others had exceeded the state's annual campaign contribution limit in the past. After Johnson, William Gardner of Hartford, who is president of Wisconsin Southern Railroad, doled out $13,500 last year. $10,000 went to Republican candidate for Governor Scott Walker and $3,500 to an Assembly Democratic Fundraising Committee controlled by legislative leaders. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, it seems the Democracy Campaign finds violators every year. Sometimes it's just one or two, but other years it's quite a few, like dozens. Who are some of these people, and how is it these contributors don't know the limit? Many of them have made campaign contributions since the 90s and even earlier.
Well, you're right. We were seeing a really growing number of people who were running afoul of the limit on campaign contributions. And one year we had almost four dozen of them. And it seemed to be getting worse for a number of years. And that's the reason we started flagging people and calling attention to the fact that these limits weren't being respected. And I think just shining light on this has resulted in a decline in the number, but we still every year see a handful at least who run afoul of this law. Overall campaign contributions to state and local candidates and political parties can't exceed $10,000 in a calendar year, and we see some people who run afoul of that. I think sometimes it might be ignorance of the law. But ignorance is no defense. If you're going to make big campaign contributions to candidates, you have an obligation to know the law, and you need to pay the penalty if you don't know the law and respect it. So, ignorance could certainly be a factor, but it can't explain all of the behavior because, as you said, there were four people who were repeat offenders here. So they've been flagged before, and clearly, just by having their names thrown out there publicly as people who violated this limit, you'd think that they would clearly know the law. So I don't know if they just weren't keeping track of their donations carefully enough or if they simply deliberately decided to just keep giving. But certainly ignorance isn't the cause there because they had done this before.
And as I mentioned before, the Democracy Campaign has pointed out this sort of thing, yearly since the late 1990s. And, we've heard you say before that the old Elections Board did little or nothing to penalize people who exceeded the limit in the past. Now the Government Accountability Board is the new sheriff. What's the law allow for penalties, and is the Government Accountability Board handling these cases differently?
Oh, I think they're unquestionably handling these cases differently, and I think that's one of the really positive success stories that we can point to. I think the reason why you've got these repeat offenders is that in the past they were handled with kid gloves by the old state elections board. The law says that they can be fined $500 plus triple the amount of the excess contributions. And we've pointed out four people who've been flagged before are repeat offenders. Three of them weren't fined at all by the state elections board. The elections board totally looked the other way and allowed them to just do it with no penalty. And I think what that does is it sends a message to these donors that they can just ignore the law and nothing's going to happen to them. Now, the one who was fined had given over $17,000 in campaign contributions, over $7,000 above the legal limit. That individual could have been fined over $20,000 for that violation, and the old elections board assessed a fine of just over $800. So again, if you have the means to contribute $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to political campaigns, $800 is just not a deterrent. And if you get an $800 fine, you know, that almost becomes the cost of doing business. And I think that's the problem. Now, the new Government Accountability Board came in and started taking this law seriously. And last year when we flagged some of these donors, we had the GAB, for the first time really, take really forceful action. Two of the donors were fined $6,000 or more. A couple others were assessed fines of over $3,000. And others got fines ranging from, in that $1,800 to $2,000 range. When you start identifying donors who've maybe given $12,000, $15,000, they're over the $10,000 limit, and you fine them $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000, that's going to get their attention. And that will serve as an effective deterrent for those individuals. I don't think you're going to see one of those people who got a $5,000 or $6,000 fine do this again. And I think that's what the board has to continue to do here is when they find these violations, assess a really serious fine. That's going to clear up the problem. And I don't think you'll see these four repeat offenders do it again if this time they actually get hammered with a meaningful fine.
I think the old elections board argument was they were trying to educate people first rather than penalize them, right?
Well, you know, but the best
way seemed to work so well.
It clearly didn't work very well, and that's why we started flagging these people, because you were seeing this growing number of people who simply weren't respecting the law. And to me, the best way to educate people about the law is to meaningfully enforce it. And if you fine people a significant amount for exceeding a legal limit, they're going to remember that law, and they're going to abide by it in the future. And what the elections board in the past, I think, was doing was not educating them. They were actually sending a clear message that you don't have to pay attention to this law, because nothing is going to happen to you if you ignore it and violate it. And I think that's where, I have to take my hat off to the new Government Accountability Board. They have changed the approach to enforcement here. And I think over the long haul, that approach is going to serve the state of Wisconsin much better than we were being served under the old state elections board.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about who exceeded the contribution limit in 2009 and the candidates that got their money, please check out the April 28th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.